Woody Allen's new movie, The Curse of the Jade Scorpion, stars Allen, Helen Hunt, and Dan Aykroyd. Our film critic John Powers has a review.
Back when he was making Sleeper, Annie Hall in Manhattan, which is to say more than two decades ago, a new Woody Allen movie was something to get excited about. Now it's an occasion for dread. I drive to the theater with a sinking heart, knowing exactly what I'm going to get. Black and white credits with music by someone like George Gershwin. A slack plot in which Woody's character is made to look silly, or even nasty, but is ultimately vindicated. And of course, some flesh-crawling scene in which a hot young babe wants to have sex with him. You know what I'm talking about, and I suspect that he does too, not that it makes any difference. His new movie, The Curse of the Jade Scorpion, is quintessential late-period Allen, though with a better calibrated plot. It's set in 1940, radio days, you might say, and finds Woody starring as C.W. Briggs, a claims investigator for a fading insurance company. C.W.'s bete noir is Betty Ann Fitzgerald, that's Helen Hunt, an efficiency expert who hates his old-style ways, especially his taste for brainless broads. But when they go to an office party at a nightclub, C.W. gets hypnotized by Voltan, a magician played by David Ogden Stiers. The crooked Voltan uses his hypnotic power to get C.W. to rob the company's clients, and soon C.W. is in a mess. Investigating crimes he himself has unwittingly committed, fending off the sexual advances of a sexy heiress played by Charlize Theron, and engaging in a protracted love-hate relationship with Betty Ann. Here, the two meet at a bar.
I don't think you know what you're talking about. I think you came in here like a steamroller and...
You felt threatened by me from the first day I got on this job. Not only was I an efficiency expert and a challenge to your little state within a state, but I'm not one of those wind-up dolls you can tickle at the water cooler. I'm smarter than you. I'm faster. I can see right through you. You're right to feel threatened by me.
I am threatened by you?
It's fascinating, as a female executive, how many men I meet with a fragile masculinity.
A fragile masculinity? You make one more crack about my religion and woman or no woman.
I have to go.
Hey, listen, honey, let me level with you here. Despite all your highfalutin talk about streamlining the office, what you really need is a good old-fashioned roll in the hay.
Huh. You wouldn't know which end is up.
Well, in your case, it would be hard to tell.
Don't bother seeing me to the door. Someone might think we're together.
Why, do I look like an organ grinder?
No, just an organ.
It doesn't get any better than this. Truly, that's one of the funniest scenes in The Curse of the Jade Scorpion. It's not unpleasant to watch, really, but it is stale. C.W. and Betty Ann aren't so much characters as vessels for Allen's trademark humor, dialogue whose one-liners and rhythms are now so reflexive they've become an artistic prison. If Allen ever made a Planet of the Apes movie, the monkeys would all talk exactly like Woody. Allen's familiar gags might feel less tired if they actually had something to say about the world. Back in his golden days, Allen's work did. He made timely jokes about Marshall McLuhan, offered an ironic romanticism perfectly attuned to its era, and displayed an interest in radio days that was more than just nostalgic. But over the years, his engagement with the larger world vanished, and the main interest of an Allen movie became how he would tinker with his own image. How he would justify himself after the fiasco with Mia Farrow and Sun Yi. How he would find a way to still play the lady killer, now that most women look at him as if he were their grandfather, old and not a little gamey. In all this, he was a far cry from Clint Eastwood, whose movies also dealt with his own image, but were about more than just himself. Eastwood used his iconic status to explore the complications of being male, the violence, the guilty fears, the struggles with aging. He grew more open as he got older. Allen has just gotten older. And what's saddest about his work now is its lack of passion. Year after year, his films keep coming out, and some are marginally better than the others. Manhattan Murder Mystery had some exuberance. Deconstructing Harry at least tried to be ambitious. But none seem inspired by anything more compelling than the fact that he's used to doing them. The way other people light up a cigarette or have a cocktail, Allen now makes movies. And what's left of his audience goes to see them for much the same reason. Not in the expectation of another Annie Hall, but out of nervous habit.
John Powers is executive editor of LA Weekly.